Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
On this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown.
It makes my blood boil when people like this threaten you, take your money.
Sent me a screenshot of my address that I sent him to receive the wigs and told me that he'll come to my house if I didn't leave him alone.
I'm just so confused by this.
I'll call him the wig pig.
No, I received no compensation and no pay time off.
Wow.
Disgusting.
I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hello, everyone. This is Get Judged by Byron Brown, and I'm Byron Brown. And with me, as always, is Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up for you. Let's dig into it.
Okay, this one may not be your department. It's about hair and wigs, and that's my department. But it is troublesome because I know how much you hate bullies, and so do I. So we have Victoria on the line. And Victoria, you're on with our anti-lawyer lawyer, Byron Brown. What's your question?
My question is, what are my legal options to recover money from an online scammer?
Man, I'm sorry you're going through this, Victoria. What were you online scammed about?
Well, in 2022, I received the news that my sister had stage 4 cervical cancer. Through this journey, she lost her hair due to chemotherapy. And after losing her hair, I decided that I also wanted to shave my hair, too. I attempted to purchase those 3 wigs from what I thought was a reputable stylist online, but I found out later that that wasn't the case. I spent $811 with this person, and I never received the wig.
So how did you pay this, I'll call him the wig pig? How did you end up paying him?
Well, I paid the wig pig via Cash App, unfortunately.
Okay. And did you enter into any sort of contract with him? Do you have emails exchanged? Do you have anything in writing that would evidence him saying to you, hey, pay me X and I'll give you Y?
Yes, I do have that. I went on his website originally, and that's where I attempted to make the purchase. But then it shows an error message, and he gives you a phone call. It lets you know that he only accepts Cash App and Apple Pay.
So he knew what he was doing from the jump, didn't he, Victoria? He knew, because if you use Cash App or Apple Pay, I mean, forget about it. You trying to challenge those payments. And did you try to challenge those payments through the Cash App or Apple Pay?
I tried several times, and yeah, like you said, there's no way you're getting that money back. It's not happening.
Right. Victoria, how did you find him?
We were Facebook friends for about 7 years, and he's a pretty popular hairstylist. He helps women with alopecia and women who have cancer going through similar things that my sister was going through. That's what it shows, what it looks like on his Facebook page.
So wait. So you're telling me that this guy specifically targets people either with alopecia, relatives of those, and or people that are going through chemotherapy? Is that what he holds himself out as?
Yes, it is.
Did you know anyone that bought from him previously?
I didn't know, and he's so slick that once you buy from him, he blocks you to where you can't comment on his Facebook.
Garbage.
So all the people that he has scammed, they can't comment and say, hey, where's my product? Or, hey, you scammed me, or even bring awareness to what he's doing.
At any point in time when you're dealing with this issue, I'm assuming you went on the internet and you searched his name. Did you find any negative reviews or anything online about him either before or after you paid him the $811?
Unfortunately, it was after I paid him the $811. My spidey senses started tingling, and it didn't feel right. After 2 weeks he told me it would take, I didn't hear anything back from him. So I reached out, and he's like, be patient. So I waited a couple of days, but I didn't like the response. And so, you know, I started looking him up, and I seen all of these scam alerts and scam posts. And
when you said to him that you wanted the wig and you asked him where it was, what did he say to you?
The first time he told me to be patient. The second time he sent me a screenshot of my address that I sent him to receive the wigs and told me that he'll come to my house if I didn't leave him alone.
Ah,
are you serious?
Okay, wait, so do you know anything about him? Like, does anybody you know him? Because I'm just so confused by this.
Not personally. I can't say that I know him personally. I just seen his work. He's pretty popular. So he's worked with a lot of people. I've seen like photos and pictures with him.
So this is the thing. I mean, I feel really horrible for you, and I'm sorry that you're going through this. You did something that I'm assuming a lot of loved ones want to do, which is step in a moment where your sister or other loved one is going through this treatment. I applaud you for that. This guy, this punk, this bully, he defrauded you out of money. You definitely have a cause of action to go after him to recover your $811. But this is the thing. Over $811, it's a lot of money, but it's also going to take you a lot of effort to get that back. And I bet he knows that. And then he's instituted these things, right, of blocking you from his website and hiding all the negative reviews, which, again, is obviously intentional on his part. This is a perfect case to take to small claims court. It's below the jurisdictional limit of most small claims courts, and you could pursue it that way. It wouldn't cost you very much money, and it's an efficient way to do it. This is the thing, though, you being in different states, even if you were in the same state, you get a judgment or order against him for him to pay, you still have to collect it. And then you'd have to probably hire a lawyer to move in on collection efforts. You could come together with all these other individuals who have been scammed and get a class action and move against it. Might make more sense, but again, this guy, all he has to do is declare bankruptcy, and any judgment you get against him would be vanished. It would be worthless.
This is disgusting. This makes me so mad for you. Like, is there any world where, let's say she decides to hire an investigator to, like, find this guy, read into it more, and then what?
Well, this is the thing I always say is the juice worth the squeeze, right? You're going after $811. I mean, how much money is she going to spend to hire a private investigator to look into this? That's easy going to be $500, if not $1,000.
Yeah.
You pay a lawyer to get into this because a lawyer's not going to take it on a contingency fee, which would be, hey, I get a percentage of what I recover.
I would be like on a vigilante, like commenting on all of his stuff, warning other people. He would not be able to get rid of me because I would just continue signing up for new accounts because this guy's a jerk.
He is a jerk. And that's the best way for you to get together with other people and create an online campaign blasting this guy. I think that's way better use of your time, money, and effort than anything else. And listen up, wig pig. You might be scamming people. You might think that you're smart. You might be laughing at home right now. But when you go home at night and you lay your head on that pillow, you know you're defrauding people. And you're defrauding people when in their weakest times, when they're trying to help a loved one. There's no lower thing than you right now. Know that you're the punk. You might be thinking there that you're suckering everybody else, but at the end of the day, you're the real sucker. I hate bullies, Donnie. And this guy, and I'm sorry you went through that, Victoria.
Yeah.
It makes my blood boil when people like this threaten you, take your money. I would definitely report him to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Report him to the police, whatever state he's in. Report them to the police, and the police will go investigate it. That, in my opinion, is going to be a way better use of your time. And it's going to hold him accountable. Thanks a lot for the call, Victoria. We appreciate it. And here's my closing statement. You have a case. And she's got to pursue that case.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost at a loss for words because to scam on somebody that's in a time of need like that is so disgusting.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And bullies are the worst.
Yeah.
And you can tell that this guy methodically thought it out, right? And then he threatens.
Ah.
Like, that's the worst. Threatening anybody's the worst. But I always take more offense to a man threatening a woman. That's the biggest punk behavior in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the sort of guy that you really would hope.
I know.
Someone would take some vigilante justice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Social media is such a great way to get out some bad press about someone.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with that. And they can't come against her.
And I think, you know, some people might watch this and be like, it's just hair. But, like, hair is a big deal.
100%.
And I know, Byron, you probably don't get that. But hair is a big part of who we are. It's part of our personalities. Like, you've seen me. I throw on different color wigs. I do a blonde wig. I do a red wig. It's part of my personalities. Yeah. And it gives you a boost of confidence. So for her to shave her head for her sister who's going through chemo, like, this guy is, he's a jerk.
He's the worst of the worst.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome back, everybody. What do we got, Danya?
I think a lot of working people will have questions about this situation we're about to talk about. So, Sierra, you're on with Attorney Byron Brown. What's your question?
Hi, my question is, do I have a personal injury claim against my former employer for a work-related injury that left me temporarily paralyzed for 1 month?
Wow. Sorry to hear about that, Sierra. What was the injury you suffered?
A crushed foot injury.
How did you experience that injury?
What happened was I was on my way to work and my manager told me at the warehouse. So it was for a mail delivery service. So the warehouse was going to be super busy. I went into work and there were a lot of packages falling off. No one stopped the belt. And I was told by my manager and the higher ups not to stop the belt, even though multiple packages were falling. A cylinder package that had to be over 50 pounds fell off the belt and directly landed on my foot. Oh. I immediately lost all feeling in my foot.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
That paralyzed your entire body or just your foot?
Just my foot.
Okay, have you learned anything about workers' compensation claims yet?
No, I received no compensation and no pay time off.
Wait, I just want to take it back for a second. So after this happened, like, did your managers come to your aid? Did you have to go directly to the hospital?
Yes, so my manager, he ended up running over and he had to take the package off my foot. And the package... Well, after that, I was sent over to the clinic and diagnosed with a crushed foot injury. And the incident happened on a Friday, and I was told to return to work on the following Monday since the warehouse is closed on weekends.
Wait, they sent you to a clinic, not the hospital?
Yes.
Now, did they pay for that clinic visit?
Yes, they paid for the clinic visit and physical therapy.
Okay. Now, does your employer require or provide any safety equipment for you to use on the job?
Not that I know of. We're just usually wearing our steel-toed boots.
Okay.
We both want to know, were you wearing your steel-toed boots?
Yes.
Wow. And they never told you that you have the right to file any sort of claim or give you notice about any rights you may have as a result of suffering the injury at work. Is that right or wrong?
No. Correct. I was never informed of any.
Okay. And have you ever heard about workers' compensation claims?
Yes, I've heard of it.
So workers' compensation is federal law. Mm-hmm. If you're injured at work, there's three exceptions, which I'll go over. But if you're injured at work, your exclusive remedy is to file a workers' compensation claim. Meaning, if you're injured at work, you can't sue your employer unless your employer fails to tell you that you can opt out of the workers' compensation claims before you're injured, or if the employer's conduct is willful, or if the employer is uninsured. And you work for a large delivery business. I'm assuming they're probably insured. You could say that when you relayed the complaint of the objects falling off of the belt, you could say, hey, they should have done something at that point in time so their behavior could be willful, although that doesn't sound to be the case to me. When we say willful, we mean like it's obviously willful. Yeah. But then the first one I mentioned was, they have to give you notice of your workers' compensation rights. And then when you're injured, they have to give you a pamphlet. That's federal law. And if they didn't do that, which you're telling me they didn't, then you can sue your employer. How many years or months have passed since you suffered this injury, Sierra?
This injury happened last year in April.
Okay. So this is the thing. I mean, they didn't provide you with the information that they're required to provide you under federal law. And that provides you with a loophole. Now, when we talk about these loopholes, it's not black and white. It's not clear. There's a huge field of gray here. So you definitely want to consult with an employment law lawyer. But if what you're saying is true, and I'm not disputing it, they didn't give you the information as it relates to your worker compensation rights, then you can definitely file that lawsuit. The reason I ask when it happened is because you'd have 2 years from the date of your injury. So it happening last April, you still have that right to file that claim. And I would encourage you to hire a lawyer and pursue that. And this is a lawyer where normally we're talking about you having to pay a lawyer an hourly rate. Here, you're going to be able to retain a lawyer, and that lawyer will get paid off of a percentage of what he or she recovers on your behalf. So I encourage you to do that. Thanks a lot for the call, Sierra. And here's my closing statement. Go get your money.
That's a good closing statement. I mean, I'm happy for Sierra.
But she needs to exercise the rights. And this is what I always say to everybody, man. Mm-hmm. I know people might not like lawyers at times, but that's how you're going to find out if you have rights or not. I hope that she pursues them because, again, we always talk about accountability, but it's really important to hold it accountable. And I'm assuming that injury is something that she's going to experience the rest of her life. So I hope she exercises her rights and take them to court.